I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. In her new book, Crossing the Horizon, New York Times bestselling author Lori Notaro turns her attention to the lives of three women aviators prior to the time of Amelia Earhart, each striving to be the first woman to complete a flight across the Atlantic Ocean. She'll give a free talk at the Downtown Eugene Public Library on Saturday, March 25th, as part of the library's Women's History Month programming, and she's here at KLCC. Welcome, Lori.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, what aspects of the lives of Elsie MacKay, Mabel Bull, and Ruth Elder compelled you to create an entire book around them?
Their courage and their bravery, their tenacity, and especially the time period, which was in 1927. Women had just gotten the right to vote in 1920, so they were kind of merging into roles that were traditionally held by men, and especially aviation, which was the new toy of the world at that time. You had to have money, which two of them did, but you had to have guts, which three of them did. And there wasn't just those three who went prior to Amelia Earhart. There were five altogether, and three women died. That shows you what kind of bravado we're talking about. And the other thing that really drove me is that they contributed so much to aviation and also the women's movement.
With those three women, to what degree were their reasons for this attempt alike or different?
I think a lot of them were alike. Elsie MacKay and Ruth Elder had a need. They both loved to fly. It was something that really was a passion for them and really called them. And they were bucking tradition. You know, Elsie MacKay was the daughter of an earl who was an advisor to King George. She was very determined. She wanted to do it for herself and for women. And the same with Ruth Elder. Ruth Elder was a very poor woman. She was 23 years old, very beautiful, from Anniston, Alabama, who had two choices in life, and one was either to get married and have children or maybe be a secretary or a teacher. She wanted more than that, and she started taking flying lessons financed by her winning beauty pageants. And she won a beauty pageant on the day that Lindbergh had landed in Paris in 1927, and the MC said, "Ruth Elder, what are you going to do with your winnings?" And she said, "I'm going to be the first woman to cross the Atlantic in a plane." And that hit the newspapers along with her picture, which did not hurt matters any. And within the next week, she had investors from West Virginia buying her a plane and financing her flight. Mabel Bull was strictly about fame.
What were the main obstacles that these women faced in trying to achieve this?
There are many. There was family opposition. There was a great deal of misogyny, great deal of sexual discrimination, societal pressure for especially Ruth Elder. She took the brunt of it to just stay home and wash dishes. In fact, Eleanor Roosevelt had a quote about Ruth Elder that it was insane for her to go over the Atlantic and try to kill herself. She should just stay home and type instead.
And even though none of these three ended up being the one to make that flight successfully, what did they truly accomplish?
What all three of them did was brought the forefront of female aviation to the front pages of the New York Times and the London Times and made it a common sight so that other women were empowered to join in and move into roles that were traditionally held by men. The National Women's Party, which was, of course, very effective in getting us the right to vote, and at first pushing the ERA in 1923, they were the ones who met Ruth Elder at the dock when she returned from her flight and held a banquet in her honor and actually called her co-pilot, George Haldeman, a feminist, which is the first reference I can find of a man being called a feminist in all of history.
And 90 years later, what has and what hasn't changed for women in roles such as this?
What has changed is that it's far more acceptable for women to be pilots. However, the percentage of all pilots in 1927, 1928 that were women were 6%. That percentage has not changed today.
What are the aspects of this story that you feel are most relevant to today's women and men?
We are almost mirroring that time period now. You know, in 1920, we got the right to vote. Women charged ahead, and they did for that entire decade. And then in 1929, Wall Street crashed. That window of opportunity for women closed, and it slammed shut, did not open really back up as wide until 1965. With this administration now, I see them really, really, really wanting to roll women's rights back 40 years. And I think that this story is very inspirational to women today to learn and to understand that even when odds are against you, you go forward. You keep fighting until you are there. You never stop fighting until you get what you've come to earn.
Lori Notaro, author of Crossing the Horizon, a historical novel tracing the lives of early aviatrixes Elsie MacKay, Mabel Bull, and Ruth Elder. She's also the author of numerous other New York Times best-selling books. She'll speak at the Downtown Eugene Public Library on Saturday, March 25th at 2 p.m. as part of Women's History Month programming. For more information, eugene-or.gov/library and laurienotaro.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.